What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Millennial Misfits. My name is Asher.
My name is Sherrison.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit of Joe Rogan and a little bit of Kanye West, guys. I'm sure you've been, if you've been anywhere on social media, you've been hearing people talking about Kanye hopping on the Joe Rogan Experience. This has been something that has been brewing for a long time, actually, because I think beginning of the year, Joe Rogan talked about having Kanye on the podcast, or maybe it was even last year. I can't remember. But it's been a while since Kanye has been supposed to be on this podcast. But finally, it took place, and we listened to it. And what are your first thoughts, Sherston?
I think the only podcast Kanye could ever do is a Joe Rogan Experience, like, because he's just all over the place with a lot of his thoughts. He had some golden nuggets here and there, but in general, I just felt like the man was all over, and only Joe can handle that. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought you're right. He was definitely all over the place, and he also did have some moments where I was like, oh, that's a good thought, like, that's interesting and stuff. But I guess we're gonna just start from the beginning. Kanye, obviously everybody knows, has been running for president, and he did confirm on the podcast, he's saying, yes, I am running for president, right? And Joe had asked him, like, why are you running for president? And his answer was interesting. He was saying that he feels like it's his destiny or something, like he feels like he was put on this earth to lead America or lead the free world and stuff like that. And he was talking about how he even got into like foreign policy when Joe Rogan asked him about that. And he was just like, I believe in peace. And like, I would listen to people. But I'm like, man, I feel like your idea of like how the world works is like too simple. Like, you can't just like, you know what I mean? Not everybody wants to be America's ally. And that's kind of why you need to do foreign policy to kind of figure out how you're going to maneuver around all the different issues that face the country. Right. So His answers were a little bit too simple, if I should say.
let me go back to that point. He said, God told me that I should be the leader of the free world.
Yep.
That's a lot to unpack, dude. Here's the thing. I think if anybody else were to say that, we'd be like, let's toss him into an asylum, right?
Yeah.
So I find it weird that people are kind of taking it from Kanye and running with it. Not surprised. This isn't the first time he said things like this, but I don't really know what to make of that statement. Like, I don't like politicians because they spoon feed you what you want to hear, right? It's like, why do you want to run for president? And they'll be like, because, you know, I'm trying to save every man and child, and like, this is blah blah blah. Like, they'll give you some stupid, like, perfect answer that you know is bullshit,
right?
But at least I know it's bullshit, right? Because I know that's so, like, when Kanye says stuff like this, I'm just like, I don't even know how to tell. Like, are you trolling us? Are you crazy? Are you seeing something that I'm not seeing? You know what I mean? Like, how do you even unpack that statement?
The thing is, Kanye has gone through a religious transformation, right? So obviously it's okay to believe in God and to be religious. And, you know, in his mind, maybe, you know, he went to church and he felt something and God did tell him, this is what you're supposed to do. So I don't know what he means. I don't think literally God whispered in his ears, like, hey, God, hey, I think you should run for president. He's like, thanks, God. Like, so Kanye is always somebody that like says things and he always gets, you know, flack for it because he's misunderstood. Now, let me put it this way. I think Kanye is actually a really, really smart dude. Like, I know a lot of people think he's an idiot and he's stupid and stuff, but like, when you literally unpack the number of things this guy has done, like the amount of, like, from, you know, starting out as a producer, and then he said then the number of no's that he gotten over his career, and then becoming a rapper and like a fashion designer, and, you know, also coming out of his $50 million in debt to becoming a billionaire and stuff. Right. So like, there's a lot of things that this guy has done, and he has, like, he networks with so many people. He's friends with Elon Musk, and like, he's talked to Mark Zuckerberg, and like, he's Oprah. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, Kanye has like a network. He has money. He has talent. He has skills. Like, he's that guy. But the problem is that Kanye sometimes lacks when it comes to communication, right? Like,
right,
being consistent with a message and just saying it properly and conveying a message in a way that the people can understand and not misinterpret what you're trying to say, right? Like, for example, the whole slavery was a choice thing on the podcast, he was saying, or Joe kind of like, you know, helped him out. He's like, I think what you're trying to say is that slavery is a choice in terms of music contracts, that people are getting ripped off and they're working for the man and they're not getting enough money. So he was saying that they're signing these contracts by choice, and that's what the slavery is, because they're getting ripped off. Or, you know, I could use those words, but I don't want to use those words. But yeah, so terrible thing to say. Like, those not, you shouldn't use those types of words, but you can explain yourself differently. So Joe, the whole podcast was trying to, you know, work with Kanye. He's like, okay, this is what you're trying to say. Like, you let him speak. And then after, you'd kind of like, okay, I see what you're trying to say here. Let me put it in simpler terms for you, you know? So I kind of felt like Joe was carrying him throughout the whole podcast, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I feel like you kind of have to do that with him, because he's just going to spew the first thing that comes to mind. And to your point, yeah, I agree. I think he's a creative genius. Like, there's no way he'd get to where he is now without some form of genius within him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I definitely agree. I feel like he underestimates how he's perceived, because he can, like, typically at that level of someone with that kind of celebrity and fame, you won't just say things on the like the first thing that comes to mind. Like, you want to articulate it at least so that you're conveying the right message, and especially for someone who wants to be the president of the United States, like, I would hope that you would want to be able to communicate effectively and say what you mean. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that, like, he could work on. But to your point, yeah, like, he said a lot of great things mixed in with a lot of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and to that slavery point, like, that's why, like, that was a perfect example of why I felt like he should not be running for president right now. Like, that kind of statement you need to explain on your own. Like, I shouldn't have to hold your hand through that statement, you know? And I understand maybe it's his bipolar thing. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of things that goes into it, but, like, I'm not trying to diminish any of that, but I'm just saying that, like, you want someone who's able to kind of stand their own on that, you know?
And I feel like America is right now at a time where it's extremely divided. This is just my opinion. You know, obviously, we know the riots and all the stuff that's going on with all, like, the racial justice and stuff like that. And, you know, all these different groups and fighting and all that stuff that's going on, right? So if you have Kanye as a president, like, the country kind of needs healing, and they need somebody that's going to bring the country together. And if you're going to be making statements like that, and then, you know, causing all these headlines and stuff, and then creating more divide, then it's just not going to put the country together, you know? So obviously he's not going to be president now, but, like, maybe in 4 years it'll be a different situation. And yeah, I guess we're gonna have to wait and see. Maybe Kanye would have changed in the next 4 years.
Yeah, right, we'll see what happens. I'm not really sure, but I hope when he first announced it, like, way back when, I think it was like 5 years ago, and he was like, one day I'll run for president, I was like, you know what, and that was when he was, like, at the top of his game, and I was like, you might do it, like,
yeah,
and I was like, and you might win.
Yeah. One thing I want to say, though, is, like, back to, like, the creativity thing, some of the stuff that he's mentioned, and, like, Joe was saying that, like, he, I don't know if, like, again, I'm not a doctor, I don't know if Kanye also has a little bit of ADHD, because, like, it's one thing to be bipolar where, like, you have your mood swings, but in terms of him, like, just staying focused on one point, like, I kind of feel like he, like, has trouble, like, you know, with his attention skills. And also, one thing about ADHD is people that have ADHD tend to be very creative, so they kind of, like, go hand in hand, right? So that's something that, like, you know, a little self-diagnosis from Asher. Again, I'm not a doctor, I'm just saying that this is something that I think, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe he does. But he was talking about how he, you know, with his religious transformation, that he wants to create a stadium where there's going to be choirs. And he kind of wants to make it like a sports atmosphere with, like, tens of thousands of people, and, like, have, like, a church ceremony. And he thinks that, like, he would do, like, so much good and, you know, spread so much joy. And when I was listening to him explain that, I was kind of like, that's actually a pretty cool idea. You know what I mean? Like, because he has some ideas where I'm just like, you really think outside of the box when it comes to a lot of things, right? So that's one thing I do like Kanye for, because, like, when you listen to his music, maybe not so much lately, but in general, like he had like musical ideas, lyrics, and you know, beats that were just different from the rest, where everybody was like, yo, did you listen to that? Did you see this? His music videos and whatever. And like,
yeah,
you know, it's fashion too. So that creativity can definitely be put to good use. It's just that he comes with a total package with some other things that aren't so great.
Right, right, 100%, right? Like, he like, I think he said he was like the Michael Jordan of everything. Like, hang on, I'm gonna find this tweet because I have some points here. So yeah, so this is around the time when he was talking about purchasing his masters again for his music, and he said, actually, like, forget that. Who cares about the masters? I'm just gonna buy the whole organization, like Universal Music Group, right? And he's like, I can make it happen, and it's proven now that I'm the new Michael Jordan of products. And I'm like, dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, just there's a way to say that, and I get it. Like, some people love it. Some people are like, hey, he's confident, and he's just as how he's gonna talk. But I'm just like, when you're trying to force an image, or when you're trying to fix your image, especially with all of the sort of scandals that you had, like, you got to be careful with what you're saying, right? But I think his uniqueness comes from that, and in how he does everything differently. If you were to ask me today, like, who would be a better candidate for the president of the United States, I would pick Kanye over Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Not like we all have to actually consider everything, all the crazy things he said. But when you look at it from a human standpoint, he's the most genuine person that amongst those three, right? So I think he can definitely do it, and he has the power to do it. I just don't think the country and the world as a whole is ready for that yet. And
they might never be ready.
Exactly. And I don't mean that in the sense that, like, you know, he's gonna be this he's gonna be like a blip on the radar, he's gonna be like a dictator or something. No, I just mean that, like, the vast majority of people and the vast majority of the world is used to a certain kind of routineness, yeah. Right? And so the powers that be don't want to just throw things out of whack, right? Like, so I don't see that happening. I don't see him getting that foot in the door fully, unless, who knows? I mean, we've had COVID this year, so.
The one thing I will say, though, is that Donald Trump opened the door for people that aren't politicians to become president, right? Donald Trump had never run for office. He'd never been a mayor, never been a governor. He'd never done anything, as far as I know, like holding a position in government. So he's an example. And since then, or maybe not since then, but in the last like 5 or 6 years, we've heard people like Oprah, like Mark Cuban, like The Rock, obviously Kanye West, and others say like, oh, maybe I will run for president, right? So
right.
Unordinary to hear somebody like a celebrity status like those people to want to run for president. And in the near future, because Trump has broken that wall, no pun intended, built that wall, he's created a path for other celebrities and other, you know, popular businessmen to come through. Because even Andrew Yang is another example of someone. He's not a celebrity, but he was just a businessman that's like, hey, I want to run for president. So it is doable. So will Kanye be the next one to do it? I don't know. But I have a feeling that within the next 10-year period, within the next 2 or 3 elections, we're going to have another business guy come through and say, I want to run for president. It's not going to be like another politician. He's going to have a very, very strong case of winning just because of the brand. And like, that's one thing that like can't be underestimated. Some of these people, their names are so strong. Like, their brands are so strong. They're well-known around the world. So it's much, much easier for them to get money to run for campaigns, right, and gain interest. So the possibilities of them becoming president is actually quite high compared to somebody that's like a politician, that's somebody that's been in office for a while. Yes, he's experienced, but nobody knows who he is, right? And then be like, who is this guy? I don't know who he is. He's just talking. Like, all right, cool. And you know how our attention spans are like just kind of like dwindling now? Like, you're not going to give somebody a chance to listen. So that's where it kind of shows that, hey, maybe some of these people with a name already have a chance of becoming president.
So let me ask you something. Do you think I agree with you, and this is where I'm going with this. I agree because I feel like that the point on Donald Trump kind of opening the door to all these newcomers now into politics, I think that's actually very, very on point. What do you think that says about politics in the Western world as a whole? Because I ask this because I'm used to this from a back home perspective. So back home in India and Sri Lanka, movie stars like Hollywood and Bollywood movie stars, they're so well known for once they're like, if you're a huge star and you're ending your career, your natural kind of pivot is into politics. You're going to be like an MP or something like that, a minister, and then slowly work your way up. And we've had giant movie stars run for president and or prime minister or whatever back home. And there it's kind of like, oh yeah, he's a man of the people or a person of the people. So it makes sense. But then when we view it, like when we take a step back, once we've kind of accustomed to the Western world, we view it and we're like, that doesn't make sense. Like you're in entertainment. You don't even know, like it doesn't mesh. But now we're seeing that kind of come into here. With Donald Trump and now Kanye, and now it's going to become the norm. It's just a direction that we're headed. So do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good point. Cause even someone like Manny Pacquiao in the Philippines, he's been somebody that's going to run for president and stuff, or prime minister. I'm not sure which one it is in the Philippines, but yeah, it happens a lot. And by the way, did you say Hollywood? There's Bollywood in India and
Hollywood in Sri Lanka. Yeah, that's Tamil films. Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. That's cool.
We're not as big, but hey, shout out Hollywood.
Yeah, and there's Nollywood in Nigeria too. I don't know if you knew that, but
there you go.
So, anyways, going back to your question, do I think it's a good thing that these celebrities are running for president? I think yes and no. Yes, from the standpoint that you have a leader that everybody, I guess, idolizes and respects, so then they can have an influence in society, which is good, right? If you have some president that like no one really vibes with, then people kind of be like, oh yeah, that's our president, and no one really cares, right? So
yeah.
But on the flip side, the cons to having like a famous person or celebrity becoming president is that they may not have the skills to be president, right? They may not understand foreign policy, but they may not understand the military, they may not understand the economy, you know, economic policies, all these different things, right? They're like, oh, like somebody explain this to me, what should I do? Just because you're a celebrity and you have a big brand and people know you doesn't mean that you should be in charge of running your country, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can see if a celebrity has, you know, a good brand image, they're famous, then they're smart, and they get a lot of training. I think it's a win-win. So that's my opinion. Fair. How about you?
I'm on the fence with this, but for the sake of this argument, since you agreed, I'm gonna have to disagree. And and I'm leaning with that because I think from an insular standpoint, like if The Rock became the president, I'd be like, dude, that is so hype. He seems like a great human. He's recognized worldwide. Like he has a great brand. I'm sure he has good ideas that he can have a team kind of put into policy and make it happen.
Yep.
But I think what we typically see is when a politician becomes famous, it's usually, not always, but usually because of their work, right? Mm-hmm. Like you become famous because like, oh, that was like, he or she was one of the best lawyers or whatever, or like they managed to pull this bill through, or they did something in that sphere that they were like, this guy or this girl knows what they're doing, so they deserve to be there.
Right.
But then when you bring from a celebrity to politics, it's kind of like everything that you're known for is not related to the job. And so I feel like it diminishes or waters down kind of the expectation. And then that can kind of erode the confidence in your government. Like personally, when I look at the States after these 4 years, I'm sure, you know, my opinion, take it with a grain of salt, but in the realm of kind of world politics, but it's like, I look at America differently now. Cause I'm like, you really put this guy on the pedestal? Right, like,
so. But Trump is a different kind of celebrity. The thing is, like, he's like, I don't even know what to put him as. Like, how many Trumps are there in America? You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. I totally believe that. But now let's use the Kanye example. If Kanye became president, I'm sure there's going to be at least half of the European Union that's going to rewind back to that Taylor Swift moment and be like, this is who you guys put. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like it can have that effect in how we're viewed and how the confidence in the system is. And to be fair, I think the system needs to be revamped anyway. So maybe this is a change that it needs. I'm not sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, definitely some of these things, just like we've seen with COVID, right? It's unexpected and it's brought a lot of change to society. So who knows? Maybe Kanye becoming president would do the same. Because like, obviously Trump becoming president, a lot of people have considered a lot of changes that need to take place. But yeah, if it was Kanye, then people would be like, oh, hell no. Nah. Like, we got to close some doors because like a guy like him cannot become president.
100%, 100%. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe 4 years from now, he'll make another run for it. And rumor has it that Donald Trump Jr. is probably going to be running in 4 years. Or Trump might run again if he loses this year. Who knows? But
imagine, I'm sure imagine Donald Trump Jr. running for president and Trump trying to run as VP. Everyone would just vote for him because they want Trump as the vice president of America again.
Right? I don't see Trump running as VP, though.
I feel like he would... How can I say this? This is obviously not going to happen, or maybe not obviously. You never know. But maybe formally speaking, like Donald Trump Jr. would be running for president, but then Trump would be running for VP, and he would literally be in his speeches, come on, guys, you know I'm running. I'm not a real president out here. I'm not there. But like, yeah! Right? You say, you got to find ways to keep this party going, right?
Hey. There's a growing majority that would argue that that's happening right now with the Democrats anyway. So
exactly.
it's not out of the realm of possibility, man. I can see it happening.
Yep. So yeah, it's American Fox is interesting. And the funny thing is the election is like what, in like 5 days? So not 5 days, like
next,
is it November 3rd?
When yeah, next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Yeah. So yeah, six days away pretty much. So for me, yeah, in the future. So that's why. But yeah, so we're about a week away. So yeah, I guess we're also going to be making an episode on that based on, you know, whoever the new president is. It may take a while because of all the mail-in voting and stuff, but I'm excited, yeah, bro. I'm excited for next week to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm amped. I'm going to be tuning in. I think the expectation is that we won't know a clear winner until mid-November, but it's still going to be exciting next week either way.
Exactly.
So we're going to see how that's going, man. But yeah, so next week it won't be Kanye, unfortunately, but we will have a clearer picture between Joe and Donald. So we'll see what's up with that.
Exactly. So that pretty much wraps it up for this episode, guys. We're hoping to have a guest on the next episode. So we're not going to say too much about it, but hopefully it'll be related to some business owners. So we will let you know if that happens. But thank you for listening as always. And Sherriston, any last words?
No, I'm good.
All right, bye.
No, thanks again, man. I will I'll talk to you soon. And to everyone kind of dealing with everything going on, just hang in there. We're almost there.
100%. See you guys later.
I say that, but who knows? But yeah, no, stay positive. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.